This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The head of the Macomb Area Economic Development Corporation, or MADCO, says Macomb is not becoming a ghost town despite some recent setbacks. The latest setback came Friday when JCPenney announced it will close nearly 140 stores across the nation, including the one on East Jackson Street in Macomb. Last fall, Kmart closed its store on East Jackson. In addition, the old Farm King building has sat vacant for years just a few blocks down the road. But MADCO Executive Director Kim Pierce says she's optimistic about the chances of filling the buildings. She says the vacancies create opportunities for retailers who are thinking of expanding.
Everybody likes to do expansions into already built properties. It's a lot less expensive for them to locate if they've already identified a second-tier site, meaning it's already been built and it's vacated, versus brand-new build. So, you know, these are attractions.
Pierce says she's already talked to several retailers that she thinks would be a good fit and would complement what's already offered in town. She says retail stores would generate sales tax revenue, which helps pay for local road and school construction projects. But she's also promoting the spaces to companies outside of the retail industry.
We are kind of running the gamut on what we might be able to find. I would love to be able to see a call center potentially come into Macomb, and that's kind of what we've targeted for the Farm King building right now.
While a call center might not generate sales tax revenue, Pierce says it could provide a number of good-paying jobs. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.